And now, a couple of guys whose enclosure meets the Association of Zoos and Aquarium Standards, Bob and Brian!
Bob! 551. Bob and Brian. Good morning. Happy Friday, everybody. Got here quickly, didn't it? If you got the day off on Monday. Otherwise, sorry. You worked a full week and you're going, yeah, got here in a hurry, just like every other week. You effing idiot. It showed up on Friday. You moron.
Effing idiot for a lot of reasons.
That's true, and I probably deserve over half of it.
Hey, right. Tiger update.
Do you want the breaking news sounder? Is that reserved simply for raccoons? Because we do have one of those this morning, too. I do have an update.
Let's get into it.
Really? The tiger or the raccoons first?
Well, I got the tigers
okay,
here.
Go ahead.
As you remember, there were 40 tiger cubs found in a freezer in the kitchen area of a Buddhist temple, the Wat Pha Luang Ta Bwa temple.
I don't know why this matters, but for some reason I'm going to ask, was it a chest freezer or was it an upright?
No mention of that in the story where they're like,
how would you store 40 tiger cubs
on top of each other in a chest, or were there shelves of them?
Which is your freezer of choice? If you're out buying one today, you're going to Best Buy.
Vertical as much as possible.
Vertical. All right. Okay.
I feel like you're spending time bent over, looking for things under things.
Mm-hmm.
You have shelving. Go vertical.
See what you have.
Maybe some clear glass doors.
Oh, what? Huh? That's pretty high end. Clear glass doors on your.
They have those
on a freezer.
Yeah, don't they?
Rich. I just have a door.
I don't have one. I think you can get them.
I don't bet we can't
afford get them?
I bet we can't afford something like that. That's got to cost.
Well, you were asking me. You didn't bring money into
this. Well, money. I'm saying, you have to be practical here. Think like your parents are going out to buy a freezer.
You got a bunch of tigers in a freezer, but let's be practical. Okay. You lost me there.
Actually. I've actually played with the idea of getting another freezer. I had one. No. Lost it in the divorce.
Yeah. God. When are we going to stop hearing about that?
Never. When I get all my stuff back. So I played with the idea of getting one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had the discussion with someone I consider a very practical person. I said, what do you think? If you were me, would you get a freezer? And they said, for what? So you can just have more stuff jammed into it. It's just you. And I have the freezer in the refrigerator in the garage, one in the kitchen. And for me, it seems to be enough. But for some reason, I have a yearning. Like, I need one. Like, well, you're an adult. You should have a freezer. A dedicated. Do you have one?
No.
You don't? And you've never?
But I'm not happy with my refrigeration setup right now.
All right.
I am wildly dissatisfied with the state of refrigeration in this country.
Well, it's a
I can't believe there's such a such a lack of diversity in refrigeration units.
You might want to look European. The Europeans are pretty forward thinking when it comes to this stuff. We look at it and go, that's crazy what they do. Who needs a refrigerator that big or built like that? But it might be for you rather than the standard box. It has water in the door. There's a filter in it for clean water.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I know that we stopped. But we had that in 1973.
You can get doors that open left or right.
A drawer in the bottom.
Yeah. This sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Side by side.
I saw on, some home building show where you had like freezer door drawers,
I have those.
Roll out.
I have those. Yeah.
And that's, but we had those for a long time.
Drawers are nothing new. We've had drawers since we've had doors.
I know. And so, I don't know. There's not a lot of advancement there.
I shouldn't say we had water in the door in 1973. We had a refrigerator, and now I can hear it coming from you already, where we could get water out of the refrigerator with the one that we had when I was in grade school. Mm-hmm. But you had to open the refrigerator door in the spigot.